5 repaired SEPTA regional rail cars are now back in service. WHYY's Tom McDonald traveled to a fabrication plant in Bensalem, Bucks County, to see the work being done to restore normalcy for SEPTA commuters.
A tool called a plasma cutter takes about 6 minutes to carve out one equalizer beam. These will replace the broken and cracked beams that sidelined a third of SEPTA's regional rail fleet and forced the agency to scale back the skeleton schedules. Workers cut 10 beams from a single 4,000-pound sheet of metal. SEPTA General Manager Jeff Knuppel says the beams are different than the ones that cracked, creating this problem.
Before, there was a welded foot attachment at the very end, and the other big issue was that it was notched into the beam. A notch brings more stress to a steel location.
By getting rid of notching and eliminating the weld, Knuppel says a new beam should last 30 years or more. Workers are on the job 12 hours a day and weekends to speed those repairs along. Knuppel says despite that extra effort, there are about 100 more cars to repair, which will take many weeks.
The thing that all of our customers in the region is looking for, okay, you've got 5. How long is it going to take to get all of these cars repaired? Right now, the way this graph shows, middle of November.
With the addition of more borrowed and rented trains, Knuppel says SEPTA's working to get back to a full schedule of trains before all the cars are fixed.
That's probably in the very beginning of October. As we mentioned before, I used to say around 10-1. Monday there's 10-3 or 10-10 or the two Mondays. It's going to be one or the other that we hope right now to be able to return to regular service.
Officials still haven't calculated exactly how much the repairs and train rental will cost. There's also the issue of lost revenue, as some commuters found other ways to work. The cars are still under warranty, so manufacturer Hyundai Rotem will pay much of the expense. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.